Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you were sad. You never knew you'd go through the things you came through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the thing, it is not your fault. Failure, it is not your fault. It is not your fault.
That's your portion.
Happening, it is not your fault. You never knew you'd be broken. You never knew the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you love. But I heard his voice say, I have the news.
Hallelujah. That's your portion. Your portion is good news. Your portion is what the word of God declare and decree for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for that song. It says a lot to my spirit. It says a lot to my spirit. Good news is our portion. Good news is our portion. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. We have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we learn that we're the apple of your eye, according to Deuteronomy 32:10. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we learn that 1 Peter 1:25 and Isaiah 53:6, it says, by your stripes we are healed. We standing on it, Father God. We decree and declare that we are being healed. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are members of your body. The body that we're members of is your body. Our membership is with you. Our membership is in you. I thank you, Father God, that being in your membership is better than being in the world membership. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, you've given us ministry of reconciliation. So being reconciled back to you. Thank you for it. I praise you for it. Give you the glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for your amazing grace. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that your grace is sufficient. It's adequate. It'll take care of what we need at the time that we need it. Thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for the listeners on this broadcast. I thank you for those that have stood on your word and continue to stand on your word in spite of and despite of that they stand. And when they've done all to stand, Father God, let them continue to stand. Having their loins girt, Father God, having their shoes soled with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Then, Father God, when we've done what you've assigned us to do on this side, we want to hear your welcome voice, our good and faithful servant. Come on up here. There's another place for us to go, and I thank you for it. Praise you for it. In Jesus' name. And everybody agreed. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we started off the week by saying that anyone would like to have anything to say, press 1, and we'll get the broadcast going like that. And if you have anything you want to share, I'm going to do a praise report. Hallelujah. Well, we got Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Let her go first.
Good morning, everyone. Excuse my voice. Good morning. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank my Father in heaven.
Yeah.
Bringing me through the surgery, putting the right people in the right places, doing the right thing. I thank him for all his many blessings. It takes me back to when I first started to get to know the Lord. My mother, Pastor Addie Shelley, told me to find scripture and stand on it. And now I'm hearing it again from Pastor Beasley. Find a scripture and stand on it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen, Lord. You ain't gotta keep popping me upside my head. I'm gonna listen. By his stripes. But I'm gonna have more than one. Every day I find another one comes to my heart. By his stripes I am healed. I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hill for
yes.
Which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Who made
yes.
heaven and earth. I just thank him. Give me a new scripture. I may not. And Pastor Beasley, you said something. I was feeling like I should know where these scriptures are. They're in my heart. But I don't know whether they're located in the Bible. And somebody may want to know, where did that scripture come from? And I don't have that growth yet to just spit them out like y'all do and know exactly where they are. But I thank him that he's put them in my heart. And I just ask you guys to continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for everybody else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, by his stripes, I'm healed. 1 Peter 2:25. By his stripes, I'm healed. Isaiah 53:6. But anytime you need a scripture, you know, I've been working here lately, but anytime you call me, and I will get back with you with it. Text me. It doesn't matter. We'll make sure we get that word, because that's what this is all about. It's about standing on the word of God. And it's good to know what you're standing on, good to know where it's from, so you can speak to other people about it. But thank you so much for your testimony. I thank God for a speedy recovery. And that's from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I didn't miss nothing. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, speedy recovery. And we just declare and decree right there in the name of Jesus that you're going to have a speedy recovery. And you come on back and give us your testimony as soon as you feel better. Hallelujah. Do I have another one? Thank you again, Evangelist Renee. Do I have another one that want to have a word, something you want to share before we get into the lesson? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyway, just press one. Hallelujah. I'm gonna begin this discussion today, and our foundational scripture is the same. But as I read this and I see that Paul says that his goal is to know Christ, that should be your goal. Your goal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to say something, Pastor? You going to help with?
Oh, I just wanted to share 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. It says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. And I'm listening to Evangelist Renee, how she is having that word in her heart. And we just thank God for her growth. Amen. I just wanted to share that, Pastor.
Oh, thank you so much. And our foundation of scripture is in Philippians 3, verses. Actually, I want y'all to just dip it a little bit into to 12. And, oh, by the way, Evangelist Roper is back home. They had rushed her, and then she came back home, so she's doing good. She's standing on that scripture. She's standing on the word of God, and we'll continue to pray her strength. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And my daughter, she's doing excellent, so I'm going to throw that out there so the enemy has something to worry about. Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, this scripture today is awesome, because you got to keep your mind and your heart on the goal, and that is to know Christ. Not just know him, but to know him, the depths of him. That's right, to be like Christ and to be all Christ has in mind for you. See, the goal here is to, and as I listen to Paul here, the goal here is to get the same kind of energy Paul has here. This is a helpful example for what we should not let anything, I don't care what it is, take our eyes off the goal. See, when you're running a race, you don't want to be distracted by anything. Not even a bee, not even nothing. because there will be some things to distract you, to keep you from going to the finish line. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to know there are some distractions. Or maybe do I need to read the scripture first? Do I need to read? I mean, we've heard it all week, but in Philippians 3, 12 through 15, that's what we're discussing. Paul kept his eyes on the prize. We are keeping our eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say when you're racing the gold medal. And we have to look unto Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. See, knowing Christ with the singleness of mind, knowing Christ with the singleness of heart, just like an athlete in training, we must lay aside every weight that so easily beset us, every weight and everything that's harmful, and forsake all of that so that we can run this race that lies before us. There's a race for you, but you're going to have to lay aside some stuff. You may not want to, but this race can cost you your life if you don't lay aside some things. That's why he says, I think I'm going to read the scripture too. Because he says, I press toward the mark for the higher calling of God in Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And the part that I really like is that, brother, I count not myself to know it all. I ain't trying to say I know it all. But I know one thing. I'm going to forget those things that are behind. See, those are the things that causes friction in your life. Those are the things that cause delay in your life. You're trying to appease your past. You can't do it. You got to let it go. You may not want to. You have to let it go. If you're running a race, you can't be concerned about last race. You can't be concerned about the race before then. No. You got to lay all that aside now. You're in a real race. You got to lay some stuff aside so that you can run this race. So Paul had reason to forget. He had reason to forget what was behind. He had held the coat of Stephen, if you remember, when they crucified him and beat him. He had to forget that stuff. Remember over in Acts 7, 57 and 58, Paul is called Saul. We've all done some things of which we are ashamed. And we live in some tensions which we didn't like. We've all had a past. But don't be like a dog. A dog goes back to his vomit. God said, don't be like that. Let it go. That's the past. You're a new creature, and you don't want to be blind by these different things that are being thrown your way.
Amen.
I've been through some things. And guess what? The same God that brought me through then is going to bring me through now. The same God that brought me through yesterday and the other day and then the time before that, he's going to bring me through now. But when I wasn't even thinking about it, I wasn't even thinking about pressing my way. God was moving obstacles out of my way. So I made the decision. I'm just going to let God do his thing.
Amen.
Like I said, I know we've all done some things that we're ashamed of. But you know what? I'm not going to put my past in my future. How dumb is that? You're trying to put your past in your future. Don't do that. Because, see, our hope should be in Christ, not in our past. However, we can go the past to go back. We can tell the past guilt and that's been taken from us to let it go. God will help us become what we are, what he calling us to be. So don't dwell on your past instead of growing into your knowledge. See, you'll never grow into your knowledge when you're dwelling on the past.
Amen. Say that.
It's too many other things that God wants to introduce you to. It's too much other revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in a relationship with him now. So you have to realize you are forgiven. I mean, how you going to continue to have a new relationship, but you still going with your old girlfriend?
Amen.
Nah, you ain't in no new relationship. That's how this works. And until you completely disregard your past. See, that's the attitude you got to have. You got to say, you know what, I'm going to forget it. And let me say one thing about forgetting, too. And maybe somebody may add on to this, and I would appreciate if you did engage. There's some things, I agree, it's hard to forget. There's some things you don't really want to forget. There's some things you want to kind of mix and mingle. But, you know, I ask myself the question. Because, you know, people always tell you you can say that, but you can't do that. Yes, you can. If you don't care about it, see, that's the thing of forgetting. You got to not care.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You got to not care. Because people tell you all day long, oh, you can't forget about your past. Yes, you can. When you don't care, when you don't care, is that making sense, Pastor?
Yeah. Yes, it is, Pastor.
When you don't care about your past, that's why Peter 5 and 7 is so important. See, lay all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So you forget it and you put it on God and say, you know what, I'm done. So when you don't think about your past and you're not caring about your past, watch out, you're going to forget it.
Amen.
I don't see you set up thinking about when you was in the 5th grade. You're not thinking about when you was in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dwelling on that. And especially when you're going to forget something, you got to not work toward that anymore. You got to count it as dead. You ain't putting fuel to it because you forget it. You got to forget your past and press toward the new.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, they can never get past their past because they're trying to hold on. You got to let that go. Well, what you did last year, what you did 10 years ago, got to let that go.
Yeah.
Because what it does is hinder your thinking for the future. If all you're going to do is reminisce on your past, you'll never go to the future. You have to let the past go.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a couple of situations, and I could tell you guys about, that people are trying to hold on to memorabilia. There's things you got to let it go and move on, man.
Yeah.
So Paul says, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. And I'm pressing toward the things that are before him. See, he realized there was joy in his future. He realized there was revelation knowledge in his future. And he recognized that there was hope in Christ. But in order to have hope in Christ, he had to forget his past. That's all I'm trying to tell you. if you're going to enjoy this higher calling of God that's in Christ, you're going to have to do that. Why? I'm glad you asked. So you can obtain your eternal life. And I think it's 2 Timothy 2 and 10 says, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? So you will have to endure some things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to endure.
Yeah.
It's just like when it's raining. When it's raining, you don't not go out the house. When it's raining, you don't not. No. Guess what? You endure. You get an umbrella, and you put the umbrella, and you go out there to your car. You endure it. You ignore. And the snow and the snow everywhere, and you got to go to work. And you don't not go to work because of snow. You learn to endure. Put snow ties on. Put chains on. You learn to endure. You got to endure the hardness as a good soldier. That's if you plan on having your eternal life. That's what I say. The higher calling is in God's glory. And God's glory is in Christ. The riches of his glory is in Christ. And that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be found. You want to be found in God's glory. You're supposed to be there. Hebrews 2 and 10 says, for it is because for him, for whom all things, and for whom all things, in the bringing many sons unto the glory, many sons unto the glory. So it shall be revealed from glory to glory. So we got to learn how to get in the glory of God. Yeah. I told you the other day, have his glory. He got so much glory and so much riches, he want to share it with you. See, people who's tight and that kind of stuff, they real stingy. But God is rich. See, when you're rich like that, you give to your children, you give to, when you're rich, he's filthy rich when it comes to glory, when it comes to faith, when it comes to love. He said, my son, unto the glory, to make the captains of the salvation perfect through suffering. So see, Christ did this for us.
Thank you.
So we can operate in the glory of God. That's the higher calling in Christ Jesus. And that's where we should be in the glory of God. Okay? And I want to share two more scriptures with you guys. To be perfect is to be complete. Like, oh, you can't be perfect. That's because they're ignorant. They don't know what perfect is. Perfect means maturity. Look it up. Do your homework. Perfect means complete.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell people they can be perfect. Yes, I can. See, you're so carnal-minded. You're so carnal-minded. Let that go. Let that carnality stuff go. Let that way of living go. And get into the spiritual world where you're supposed to be at. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, Christ means spirit. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away. When will you let the old things pass? And behold, all things become new. We should have been learned about the glory of God. We should have been had people teaching us that's what we're supposed to be living from glory to glory, from faith to faith. See, yeah, part of you ought to live because you are a new creature. Don't know what you look like. You're a creature. We're a new creature. So you can't see what we look like through the optical nerve. You trying to make us look like what somebody's painting and this, that, and the third. No, we're not none of that. We're new creatures. And the devil want to continue to frame you in that old frame because he don't have nothing new for you. He don't have no revelation. He don't know you saved. He still thinks you
a whoremonger. He still think you're a drunk. He still think he don't have no revelation. He don't know God done saved you.
Hallelujah.
So he still want to dress you up with that other, with those other characteristics. That's not you. You are new. Well, feel it. He didn't say you have to feel it. Believe it. And if you believe it long enough, it'll come to fruition. That's how that works. See? But you are new. And God is not stepping back on that either. The Bible says being changed into his image. 2 Corinthians 3:18. You're being changed. Hadn't completely changed yet, but you're being changed. It's a transformation. I always like to think about the frog. You know, before the frog is a frog, it's what, what you call that, a tadpole?
Yeah.
But as it makes it leap, as it going and going and going, when it hit the ground, it becomes a frog. But, well, let me give you one better. Yeah. How about a butterfly? A butterfly is a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to understand that this is going to be a total change. And yes, I don't understand you want the knowledge and you want all that to happen. But let me tell you what, when this change takes place, boom, it just takes place. But there's some things you have to do. You have to forget the past. See, if all the frog going to ever do is think about being a tadpole, it'll never make that leap. If all a butterfly going to do is think about being a caterpillar, it'll never make that leap.
Amen.
So the focus has to be different now. You're getting ready to fly, baby. Yes, sir. You're getting ready to fly into your destiny. Yeah. You're getting ready to take hope onto the things that God have already prepared for you.
I don't know
how many more leaps and bounds you, but you got a couple yet. And if you just stay there, you're going to watch it happen.
Hallelujah.
And then you're going to say, oh, I see. Or like Paul said, then he's going to reveal even that to you. That's what he's going to reveal to you as well. So thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything they like to share? You can just press 1. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, no, go ahead. I know you were saying anything.
Oh, I was just going to find a scripture, but if they come on and speak, and let them speak, Pastor.
Oh, no. The thing is, I was saying, you know, Kentucky, they just changing coaches. That's what I should say. And this coach they just had, even at 15 years. And so those are people who don't want to let that go. You got to let that go. That man over there coaching another team now. He done signed up for another team. And you sitting up there weeping and moaning. See, that's what I say about people. You don't know where people mind at. You don't know where their heart is. It may tell you anything. 2 weeks before he resigned, he done told them, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. That's how the enemy does. He tricks people. And once he gets you over there, once he gets you into his well, oh, he'll work you over. And you pray God for a miracle. Once a spider gets something in his well, very seldom do you get out of it.
Because
he can web you enough that you can't even breathe.
Amen.
I've seen a spider get web up flies bigger than he is, bugs bigger than he is. I saw him web up stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, if anybody else have I tell you that because God want to reveal some things to you. Yeah, he want to reveal some things to you, but you got to press your way into that image, into that image. It's an image there, an image and likeness that God want us to be in. Got to press your way to it. Anyone else?
Amen, amen. We're reading our foundational scripture from the Message Bible, Philippians 3, verses 12 through 15. It reads, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. I can never pronounce that goal. Where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus, I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it. Yet now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Amen. Praise God. That makes it plain to me, Pastor.
Absolutely.
Stay focused. Mm-hmm.
Stay focused. Good word. Stay focused.
Yeah.
I appreciate Evangelist Renee. She's staying focused.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, sometimes God allow you to go down so you can get up. And we're going through this is because we have to press our way. Not to just stay there, but keep on pressing.
Yeah.
Keep on pressing. Because this is a pressing way.
Amen. Yes, it is. Don't give up and don't give out. Just keep pressing on.
There you go. Anyone else? Okay. Well, hey, we'll see you all on Sunday for the review, and have yourself a amazing Friday in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.